If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
Are you looking for a new way to put your skills to work?
I am.
Explore new options in the fintech industry at Currency
Finance,
a Sandhills global company. They have full-time spots in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. Also, 4.5-day work week, attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit gocurrency.com/careers to learn more. They need salespeople, and they have great benefits. Work with Carson and the team at Currency.
Tell you one thing you need right now. Heavy equipment.
Yep.
How good would that be to have right now? Whew, moving some snow around with that.
Yeah.
Sales are up.
Yep.
You could be talking to people right now in North Dakota about, hey, you need some equipment to move some snow? I do. You're the broker of it. You're the one that runs
the broker.
You run the whole show. You're the connection. You're the glue. If you remember when Indiana beat Ohio State in the Big Ten Championship?
Hold on. Yes.
Big Ten Championship game, and they talked to Fernando after the game, and he said, you're the glue!
You looked right into the camera.
Looked right into the camera and said, we're the glue. That's what Carson is. He's the glue between people and machinery.
Yeah. That's what he is?
Yeah.
And that's machinery all over the world.
World.
Not just U.S.
Worldwide.
I mean, there might be something going on in Chile that they need a front-end loader.
Probably do. Yeah,
front-end loader.
And there it is.
And Carson can
We heard from Nels in Montana call and say he loves Currency in Sandhills Global this week.
48-year-old Nels.
Yes.
Did I get
48? He works with Caterpillar.
He does.
Yeah. I wonder if he reached out to my nephew. Let us know, Nels. 48. I always thought Nels was more our age.
I thought he was like 68.
Yeah.
If you think a career change is for you or you're looking for your first type of sales job, again, Currency. GoCurrency.com/careers. Check it out today.
I'll tell you what, when I did that little walk with Sugar, I felt like I was in Cowsbell yesterday.
Did you?
Oh, yeah, just snowy.
Like that.
Oh, I do it. I felt like, I go, man, this is like a Hallmark. Yeah, we're in a Hallmark show. Look at that. There's the old guy. There's the old guy without a job and his dog. Look at that.
He's down on his luck, but it's about to turn.
He's going to go to a play tonight.
Yeah, a play.
The spirit of the movie.
Yeah, a play. He's going to wear a green sweater with a mock turtleneck. He is. And a leather jacket.
And then
fancy boots.
And head north.
Yep.
To Ashland.
It'll be perfect. Yes. He's going to head north, due north, to the tundra.
By the way, before we get to Bill's Thrills, Dr. Love, quick thank you to Doug Gans and Chris Lauer coming. And they also dropped off some chocolate-covered potato chips for us.
Yeah, he said to have that with a cab.
Yeah, nice cab. Okay. Red wine.
All right.
That's a cab.
It is a Cabernet. Yeah.
Red wine, yes.
Sauvignon.
Okay. I'll take his word for that one. Doug was great.
I would love to see you with the candles on at the house and some chocolate-covered potato chips and a glass of red wine.
How about a robe?
That's romance right
there.
How
about a robe?
How about a robe? Loosely tied. All right.
On that note, it is time for a Friday edition of Bill's Thrills.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Oh, yeah.
Is this going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach, but to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
As always, Bill's Thrills sponsored by our friends at Steinert Contracting.
Randy!
The king of remodels for your kitchen, bathroom, whole house, and more. Please call or text Randy at 402-417-5204. Steinert Contracting.
Talked to Randy last night, a couple things.
Okay.
One, he said he was very glad that we assisted him in getting the hallways booked up because this last couple days being in the hallways has really helped him. Next thing is this. Plenty of time. Don't panic here. Randy's can get this done, but decks are getting stacked, which means you better get on. You need to get on the calendar is what I'm trying to get across right
now. Stacked deck.
And all of a sudden it's like, hey, things are happening now. And so we need to get a hold of Randy today. Number again, JT, reach Randy.
402-417-5204.
So you want to get on, you want to get with him today to get your deck settled on what the date will be and when that's coming. Because, you know, it's been stacking up fast. And he does not want to miss out on anybody and take care of everyone.
Don't use snow as an excuse to not text Randy.
Yeah.
This is the time to text him.
Same thing. Think Randy's working today? Yeah. Darn right he is.
417-5204.
You got it.
How would you...
Nice job.
Imagine that. That's who Randy is. No snow day Randy. He's never had a snow day.
Really?
Not from work.
Kathy, reach out, please.
Yes.
Kathy, my sister.
I texted your sister yesterday. I did. True story.
Out of nowhere.
I just see if she was there when Marty won the championship.
What did she say?
She can't remember
There's
it either.
No way.
She has no knowledge of
the
it.
The family had no idea.
She didn't even think it happened.
The whole family. Did your mom and dad and know about this at all?
Did Marty just all of a sudden that day show up and go, hey, you know you have to go to Lincoln, you know.
For what?
No State idea. Turn. It's bizarre. No idea.
Nobody knew. It's a typical day. Random day.
Anywho.
All right. It is time for Dr. Love. Here we go.
Mm-hmm. They call me Dr. Love. They call me Dr. Love. I've got the cure you're thinking of.
If you have questions about love relationships, please call or text 402-464-5685. The doctor is in. He had a great session last week. Before Valentine's Day, a lot of questions came in.
A lot of things came in. Now you're probably at a tough time also that post-Valentine. It's like, how do you, you know, keep things heated, you know?
Yes.
We have off the bat. Now, I'm trying to find a name, but I think they don't have a name intentionally because of the gist of this text.
Okay.
No sign of a name.
Dr. Love, we'll start in on this.
Dr. Love.
Sounds dicey.
Yeah.
Am I a bad person or a smart person because I break up with a girlfriend every year on February 13th? Before Valentine's Day. Unnamed texter says that.
Well, first of all, is...
interesting.
Interesting.
Tough one.
I would say this. I never want to call you a bad person because you don't want to roll into Valentine's Day there's no future in this romance or that's going nowhere. So I'm big on not having a false narrative out there where everything's great. And then the 15th, it's like you just say, you know what?
God,
thinking about this real quick, and I'm going a different direction. So I'm always okay with this. There's never a time, a great time to break up, but when you do it, you just rip the Band-Aid off and you just go, and both sides recover just fine. They really do.
You told me that a couple years ago. I thought about it a lot. I thought that's a rough one.
It is. It's a rough one. But no, there's never a great time for it.
Just rip the Band-Aid.
Yeah, just have to just do it because I think the 15th is worse. Mm-hmm. Like that, just incredible Valentine's
Day. What about
like
the
Day?
18th?
Yeah. Yeah, there's never a great time.
Now,
well, tell me the great time.
The question, yeah. Here's the question, the obvious question. Do you want to break her heart like right before Valentine's Day?
That's pretty rough.
Okay, if you just reversed it and all of a sudden, let's just say that Petrinka was going to break someone's heart, like that was going to break your heart. Wouldn't you rather have your heart, wouldn't you rather be like the 13th, be like, okay, I'm good, okay, I'm out.
Yeah.
I don't want to be, no. Because I have a hard time feeling that you're rolling into Valentine's Day, and you break up the day before, that the whole time both sides are like going, this is going amazing. I think she probably had a pretty good feel that things were not trending the right direction. So
that's a tough question.
But I'd also say this. Come on the 13th.
That's why you're paid a lot.
You can be better than that. I mean, it wasn't like the 12th everything was great, and then the 13th it was... Let's just move it up a little bit.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
That was a tough question for Dr. Love.
Off the bat, that was tough.
Whew.
I didn't know how Dr. Love would take that one because you could have criticized the person. Yeah, you were pretty mellow on that one, I think. Pretty solid.
There's never a great time.
No.
There's never a great time. Now, if you're doing it purposefully, if you're purposely going like, I wanted to break up with her in mid-January, but I thought I'd wait till the 13th of February. Now there's a question.
You're out on that.
Yeah, I'm out on that.
Dr. Love, this is from Brad. Okay. Says this, Dr. Love, we keep seeing commercials during the holidays for people getting new cars for Christmas or big gifts.
Yeah, which we've talked about. The puppies.
Yes.
You know,
and the big bow on the car.
Do you know anyone?
No, you didn't.
Do you know anybody that's ever made that a practical gift at all? That's from Brad.
You've
seen it before.
It's a good question. I've never seen it. And I know myself. I would ridicule. I would be, I'm like, oh, that's what we went with. Got the new Lex.
Really?
If I drove by a house with a car and a bow on it, I'd be like,
that's a South Side question.
There's plenty of money on the North Side. Yeah,
mostly
yeah.
used cars over yeah. on our yeah. side. Hey,
if I saw that, if I was out early Christmas morning, the sun just breaking, I had to go get some coffee or something, and you see someone out there, and she's in her robe in front of the house. With a bow on a car, I'd like going, I don't know.
I don't know. Now, hold on.
I don't like the public showing of it.
Well,
no.
It doesn't have to be a public showing.
Well, if there's a bow on your car in the front yard, there's a public showing. So, yeah.
If
so,
people are watching.
Yeah, no. So, I'm
quite
down.
That's a pretty nice day to present someone.
And also,
it's not
it's not overly thoughtful. It's like, let's just get a car.
It's not.
And most likely, I mean, when you get in the car, most of the time, you're probably already married and just came out of the same account. So it's not like that big of a deal either. It's just a car. What we really do is just kind of car and I put a bow on it. So, no.
Now,
we differ a little bit on this. It's fine. Gentlemen can agree to differ.
This is more of a comment. I think he wants you to respond to it, I guess. Not really a question. This is from Matt in Decatur.
Hold it, Decatur. Again, so we determined that it is no longer a toll bridge in Decatur.
I think that's correct.
We've determined that.
No,
yes.
He says, comment, says, worst part of breaking up was losing one of my two dogs to the ex-wife. Second worst part is her refusing contact to even let me know how the dog is doing.
Wow, that sucks.
More of a comment than a question needs a response, Bill.
Sorry,
I think.
Bill.
I'm siding with the texter here.
Matt.
I mean, at some point in time, obviously he's very connected with the dog. And then the second part of it is, it's like, the dog's not in the fight. So let's just keep the dog out of it. Let's just be cordial over the dog and let the dog have visitation rights.
Yeah.
And build a go. Yeah, that is crushing. That is absolutely crushing for that to happen. But
what do you suggest?
But no update like that.
That is tough.
I don't know. I mean,
left in the dark.
All I can say is on this, I would probably, you're probably not going to win on a head to head battle with her. Okay. So you'd be better off to go through with either a go between someone that is a mutual friend that might help you out with, like, hey, Kathy, let Tom see the dog. You love the dog. He's 9 years old. Let's not. This is not. No matter what happened in the marriage, this is not the fight.
Mm.
That's how I would put it. And I would try to go to an outside source to be that some
a broker,
a mediator of some sort.
A mediator, broker.
Yes.
Go between.
Next up, we've got Colton in Lyons, Kansas, not Lyons, Nebraska. Where Ron Preston's from.
We're crossing interstate lines.
Same spelling though. Lyons.
How about that?
State line.
He's 25. He says, I love Valentine's Day, Dr. Love, because it's also my wife's birthday. I get to kill two birds with one stone.
If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door. No insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
Should I do something bigger, though, next year? I mean, how? What do you do when it's the same day as Valentine's Day, her birthday?
Real simple. You just cut it in half. Morning is birthday. Afternoon or evening is Valentine's Day. So you have two different kind of separate gifts and two different themes. So it's going to be breakfast in bed, something interesting, a small gift for with her, have her coffee, whatever it is, something for her birthday, and then evening turns into Valentine's. So you have a twofold deal. You have two sets of cards, maybe. I'm fine with also, I thought, like for Laura, I made her a card. I didn't. I went and made her a giant card, made it handheld.
What do you mean you made it?
Yeah, I bought poster board and made a card.
Kidding me.
Yeah.
Okay, this is Dr. Love living.
Yes, and so you want to...
Why is Dr. Love?
That's what you want to have, too. Now, I talked to Duke. We'll probably be okay bringing this up. I said, what do you got for Valentine's Day? He goes, I got nothing. I didn't plan anything for Julie at all.
So, wait a second. Are you calling Duke out right now?
Not really calling him out. He goes, well, it was Julie's birthday yesterday. So we went out for her birthday.
Oh,
or the day before. It was like the one day before, I think. And so now, what do I have? I think that's simple, but you just have to talk it out. Here's what we're doing.
You're fine.
What are we doing?
Right?
Or you can say, we're going to do your birthday on Valentine's Day, or we're going to do Valentine's Day on your birthday. This is going to be a one.
That's fine, right?
That just needs to be communication is the key to everything.
We have one more. This one is interesting from Tyler. Tyler says, Dr. Love, my wife's favorite restaurant is a place I can't find anything I like at all on the menu. How do I operate this? How do I go about this?
Get it, Dr.
Her favorite place is a place I can't find anything that I like. Tyler.
I would, and please text us that restaurant because we won't say it on air, but I'd like to, usually every restaurant you kind of find something. First thing,
salad.
And has he worked the appetizer section also? Sometimes there's an appetizer.
Salad with Dorothy Lynch
when there
on
is
it
like that. I would say this. Her favorite restaurant's real simple. There's going to be limitations, which means we will go there on your day. Your birthday, your something, and say yes, whatever you choose, three times a year, four times a year, we're going to your restaurant, and I'm just going to fight through it. I'm just going to get through it. I'll figure it out. I'll have a cocktail while you eat. I'll order something, kind of push my food around, and we'll go. But at the same time, you can't go repeatedly to the same place. I've never been at a place. I've been somewhere it's been pretty limited. I go, I'll be honest with you. It looks like right here, this is about it, and I'll try that. But that's what I would do. Communication is the key here, and just make sure it's like, hey, when it's your day, when it's your night, this is where we're going to your place.
So he follows up, he says, without saying the restaurant, it's a place that is extremely spicy food, like everything spicy. She loves spicy. He does not do spicy.
Lettuce
though.
Is not spicy. Yeah. Just get some lettuce.
Wonder if he's talking curry.
Could be curry.
Could
be Indian cuisine possibly.
Ooh, could be.
He doesn't want to put the place out there.
How about just get some bread? Yeah, and there's some salad.
There's got to be bread and salad. There has at every place. I mean, there has to be bread.
I don't.
Gentleman claims that there isn't.
Just go with the cocktail and watch her eat.
At the risk of being blunt, you just got to suck
here
it
for
up.
You.
Yeah, just got to suck it up. But
you got to suck it up.
But you don't have to do it like 14 times a year.
No, you don't have to suck it up 14 times a year.
No, just a couple times. Anything else, Jake?
I think that's it. We had about five or six there. So here we go.
Wow.
They call me.
Wow.
That is Dr. Love, sponsored by Diner Contract. Again, call or text Randy at 402-417-5204.
Wow.
A lot of projects.
A couple of those were difficult.
Yeah, tough today. Work. Tough ones today. Yeah,
I like that,
unique question. We hadn't had those questions before.
Yeah, you want that. You want to have
a doctor.
Of love.
Right.
Yes. But we have the only reason I can do this is because of the support staff here.
I don't know. You could do it.
I don't think so. No, I wouldn't feel good about it.
Dr. Love, God. He
always shows up.
Rip the Band-Aid thing off is a rough, rough part.
Yep, Jim Zorn.
That was bad.
Lay it.
You were peacocking around, and you got it wrong.
Okay, we got to do the game
show. It is time to play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-568-5. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. It looked like yesterday you were heading towards going to 2-2 on the weekend, a chance at a winning record. And then Jim Zorn happened, and he lost the game. So now you're 1-3, trying to just avoid going 1-4 at this point. Today's topic
we're one over.
Film That's Friday it. Is one I'm sure you guys will not be fond of, but we're going to do it anyways.
Oh,
animal
great.
Movies. Movies with animal themes. Animals involved.
Okay. I don't know if I like this.
Callers right now, 402-464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Starts
animals
right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!" No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
464-5685. Call the next down, Sip and Bill and Trivia. There's no milestone this week, no undefeated week, no winless week, no winning records. Just one thing.
Just
kind of an end of the
just
week.
Just a week.
There's one thing. A loss will put us at 500.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. That's kind of a milestone then. We don't want that. And
if you hit Dave Craig yesterday, we're in a whole different ballgame.
Dave Craig.
I was thinking Zorn too, so I'm not down on that.
Craig.
We've got Carter. How do you feel about animal movies today, Carter?
I think I feel all right.
Feels all
Carter,
right.
Carter, how old are you?
23.
23. Where are you calling from, Carter?
Lincoln, Nebraska.
Yes.
We got another Lincoln listener.
The capital city.
Hey, nice. Jake, I swear to God we're getting more Lincoln.
We're over 10.
That's good.
We're over 10.
We want to build breakers.
Carter, can you text someone today to see if you can build a breaker?
Yep, I definitely can.
Oh, awesome. Thank you.
Carter.
Thank you.
Sounds good.
23, listen to us.
Love it.
Old people.
I'm old compared to him.
Carter, are you upset with how John Lennon treated Yoko Ono?
Doesn't tell you anything about it.
Don't worry about it.
Do some research and let us know on Monday.
Thank you, Carter. All right.
I was never thrilled with that.
First question to Carter. Bill, a lifeline for one question for Sim. Carter, what 1995 movie features a pig raised by sheepdogs on a rural English farm that learns how to herd sheep with some help from the farmer?
Bill?
This is for Carb.
I know it's for Carb, but I'm getting Bill ready.
Life of Pi?
Life of Pi is an animal movie. Okay, this was what 1995 movie features a pig raised by sheepdogs on a rural English farm that learns how to herd sheep with some help from the farmer.
I've got nothing.
You don't have to take this.
Yeah, we'll have to pass.
That'd be one word. That would be babe. Babe is
the pig. I don't want to see it. I'd like to see a pig out there.
I've seen it. It's good. A good movie. Babe's a good movie.
When you were a child?
Yeah. Babe's good.
Okay.
Textures defend me. Babe's a good movie.
I'm not taking you on.
He got very defensive, didn't he?
Yeah. Okay. 0-0 tie, Sip for his question. Bill's in play. What 1998 movie features a doctor played by Eddie Murphy who discovers he can communicate with animals?
Now, this movie I do know of.
I think I know.
Okay, go ahead. I don't have it.
Dr. Strangelove.
No, not Dr. Strangelove. Do you want that one, Carter, or not?
No, I'm going to pass.
This pains me. Dr. Doolittle.
Oh, yeah, I should have known that one.
Ooh.
At least I heard of that one.
Okay.
You've gotten closer. I've heard of the movie.
Dr. Strangelove.
Okay, good. He didn't steal it, though, so we're still got a chance.
Okay, 0-0 tie in animal movies for the lead, Carter.
Great.
What 1989 movie features Tom Hanks as a detective who must adopt a rambunctious dog in order for him to find a killer?
Got it.
It's for you, Carter.
K-9?
No.
For the win.
Bill.
Is this for the win?
This is not for the win because he can steal this question if you get it wrong. The next one.
Okay. Is it Turner and Hooch?
Wow. Brilliant. No idea.
Turner and Hooch is correct.
Wow. Did you see that movie?
Yeah. Like that one?
With Laura? Good,
yeah. I think the dog was like in a junkyard or something, wasn't it?
I don't know.
It slobbered a lot. It was a big dog. It slobbered a lot.
It's a great get.
All right. Now, Bill cannot help you, but we do have a question right, which is positive. For the win. Sip, what 1993 movie features an American bulldog pup, a Himalayan cat, and a wise old golden retriever who embark on a long journey through the wilderness of the Sierra Nevada mountains in a quest to return to their beloved owners? It's a great movie. Seen this one, too.
Really? I haven't seen it.
This is 1993.
93. It's in our window.
I don't know. I mean...
5 seconds.
A golden day.
Show me a golden day.
No, that's not right.
A golden day.
It's not correct.
I think I know.
Carter, you need this to force the tiebreaker. What's the answer?
Yep, that would be Homeward Bound.
Brilliant.
Well, we have some good news for you guys.
Did it matter if it was going home? The animals were going home. Did I clue in? Did I get the word golden in there somewhere?
I don't know where that... But anyway,
it wasn't their 50th wedding anniversary, and they're headed home.
Here's the good news. You're not set the number. Carter is today.
Okay, get your point.
We're on the tiebreaker. You guys can convene.
Okay.
Carter, what was the film length of the original Dr. Doolittle movie from 1998? There was a remake at some point.
We're talking... So this is hour and minutes?
I need hours and minutes, please. This is for Carter. Guys will go over his answer.
We're gonna go with 1 hour and 28 minutes.
Hmm. Going slightly over. I think I had 138 I wrote down.
I went 155. We have to go over.
Over 128?
Yep.
An hour 25 is all it was. An hour and 25 minutes.
Did he make it like in one afternoon?
He was 3 minutes off. I would have gone over also.
Carter, you know what? Losing to the youth makes me happy.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, it does.
Especially if they build breakers.
They build breakers, yes. Text us in with the breaker you build, would you?
Yep, awesome. Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Yeah, you too.
Thank you, Carter. 23, listen to the show.
That makes me happy. The loss is not.
No, it doesn't.
We're 12-12 now. Since
that's a rough week for you guys.
And we stole Turner and Hooch.
You did.
We stole one and lost. Again, that's two times in a row.
I always like our chances in overtime, too.
I do, too. Well, I didn't think. When he set the number at 120, I go, oh, no, we're over that. I didn't think a bunch. I didn't think it was a 2.5-hour movie with, talking animals.
Matt and Decatur says these are cupcake questions. And Turner and Hooch, good get, Bill, on Turner
that was
and Hooch.
Matt from Decatur, what's the status of the Green Lantern, the restaurant? And my friend Chris Buholtz's favorite place. You know, Chris Buholtz is a food picture taker.
Is he?
Oh, yeah. Every Saturday, I get the big prime rib or whatever.
Sip sends the aftermath of the food to us.
The carnage. Here's the bones. Yes, and so, but he likes that. But I've got a lot of photos from the Green Lantern. And so, but I
the
think.
The Green Lantern's in Decatur?
In Decatur, yes.
How far from Omaha is that?
Not far. Straight north.
You
get there by an hour and 15 minutes or so. Yeah, it's not very far. You want to take the scenic route, then you'd go through Blair, Takema.
I wonder if you could do that. Like tonight, would you suggest? Well, I don't know what the weather's like. Up there, I wonder.
I don't know. Here's what's going to happen. Here's my concern on the highways. Black ice.
Yep.
Oh, dang it.
Ice patches.
It's always a
problem. It's going to be just fine. All of a sudden, it's going to be, oh, wow, just hit a patch. So I'm pushing back, Steve, on that. Thank you.
When we come back, hour three, more audio from yesterday from Matt Rhule next on Early Break in the Ticket.
This is Lincoln's home for sports talk on the FM dial. Also online at theticketfm.com.
On the internet.
KNTK FM Firth, 93.7 The Ticket.